Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How've you been, man? It's been forever.
I know, right? No, I've been great. How are you?
Not great.
Not okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, well, you know. Oh, gosh. I should have been speaking in this room before we started this call.
Why?
Because it sounds weird in here.
It sounds weird on my end, but it'll work.
Well, it's going to sound weird on your end. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I can make something up about how this happened, but...
Yeah. What's the premise of what I'm doing here?
Okay, so... I've got a rough outline and some notes that'll probably help.
All right. Like, are we doing the normal segment thing, or...?
Nope.
All right.
How much time do you have?
An hour or less.
Okay, that should be fine.
Like, hopefully more along the lines of, like, half an hour because, well, I'm still in the midst of packing to move and all that stuff.
Right, okay, sure. In which case, we do not need to record any more than, I'd say, 25 minutes of material for your talking bit, but then we may get a couple of other little quick things really fast.
Okay, that's fine.
And what did you have in mind for Kim?
Well, what do you want to do, first of all? Because I don't really have a clear idea of what you want to do.
For Kim?
Well, for the Kim stuff, yeah.
Okay, so I'll explain a little bit of what's going on in the show, give you a little bit of an outline, and then that'll help. So we're starting off this episode, because it's the second part of our finale.
Yeah.
We're starting off the episode with Previously on Let's Talk Muppets.
Okay.
And some of it is going to be previous things from different episodes of Let's Talk Muppets. Some of the stuff I'm mixing in is completely random.
Okay, good.
And, you know, just comes out of nowhere and doesn't make any sense. Lots of over-dramatic stuff. The two of us might ad-lib things a little bit, like, one line that I think it would be fun if you said is, well, I think it's pretty obvious that I believe in season two more than you do, so I should get top billing for that song. You know, things along that line. Stupid stuff that references what we've done before, but it was obviously not actually in any of the podcasts.
Right, okay.
I might even have... I think during that section we might also catch the management of MuppetHub.com when he thinks he's off mic.
Oh, that would be funny.
Accidentally bad-mouthing someone, not realizing anyone can hear.
Uh-huh. Okay, all right.
So it's things like that. And one of the things that I want to be in there... is because it has to have sort of that overdramatic style, like a reality TV show.
Sure. Yes.
One of the things that I want to be in there is the breakup scene between me and Kim.
Okay.
Because I assume you've heard the last couple episodes of Let's Talk Muppets in your absence.
I have. Yes.
And so, because Ariane was kind enough to carry on the running gag about Kim.
Oh, that was so good, yes.
Yes, you should send her a thank you for carrying that torch for you.
I will, yes.
Yeah, what I can do here is do something along the lines of, well, basically what I texted you before. We would just need, like, one quick soundbite from some female person providing a voice of Kim, preferably a female voice that is going to be instantly recognizable. Like, if it has to be Ariane, okay. If it needed to be my mom, that would not be desirable, but whatever.
oh, that would be great. That would be hilarious.
It wouldn't be just because I know her performing style, and it's not right for the kind of delivery that she would need to provide, especially because she has no idea how to, you know, not project when she's acting.
No, so but the fact that you would be fading, breaking up with your mom. Oh my
yes,
God!
That's a funny idea. Yes, I don't know. We'll see how it goes, but I'm going to try to avoid that as if at all possible. But
I can understand. Okay, so we have all these things going.
So that starts off the show.
Okay.
On
yes.
a funny note, before we play the theme song. So mm-hmm. now hopefully you've got a rough idea of all that I really need from Kim. Just the one line. You know, I say something like, "Well, you know what, Kim? I think you're the problem here," and then she'll say something. Oh, I'm the problem? You were always the judgmental one. It's just going to throw people off that for once they actually get to hear the voice of Kim.
Right.
Because she didn't talk on the TV show. So we
can
make up any voice we want.
You're absolutely right there. Yeah, we sure could.
Since we've been hearing about this, Kim, ever since day one of the podcast, I think to make it a really strong finale, opening with actually hearing the voice of Kim is going to just blow a bunch of people's minds. So that's a good way to start our big finale.
Okay. All right. I like
there,
that.
From there, I'm going to go into a pretty standard intro. Except one of the things that I'm going to try to say during the intro is that I have had my agent, Charlie the Agent, whom you may remember from that episode of 11 Point Collar not too long ago. That was too long ago. That was December of 2014. No one will remember this, but that's not the point. He has graciously offered his time to help me rebrand the show a little bit so that I can make this finale really, really strong and get the ratings up. So what he's helped me do is find different ways of incorporating, classic nostalgic bits from previous... What was that slamming?
I'm in a sort of the same way that this final episode of The Muppets actually did that.
So we're simultaneously parodying Pache and also the most recent episode of The Muppets with all the little nods that they did to older characters and stuff. So I'll say, we're bringing back old running gags, even this one. And then I slam the button and you hear, probably that old clip of you laughing from that one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't know why that one laugh always keeps showing up, but it does.
It's very funny, yeah.
I have more awkward clips of you, by the way, if you want to hear
other
little
sounds.
I'm sure
you do at this point,
oh,
yes.
Yeah. At least one of those is going to make it into some podcast soon. It may be this episode.
Yes. This is all good.
And so that kind of, you'll hear a little bit of Charlie off mic. That establishes that, which actually gets a tiny bit of a plot line running that's important later. And so once I have that set up, then with Jared and Ariane, I can go into a normal first impressions.
Okay,
good. A normal correcting me.
Mm-hmm.
Relatively normal commercial break. Don't have anything special in mind there. Might just rerun old ones.
Yeah.
Though last week's was interesting.
Last week's was good. Okay, yeah.
With the meatball ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I had some fun with that.
Yes.
And then from there, I think you're good. I don't even know if I should spoil this one for you. I will. I'm not going to spoil everything. There's some stuff you don't know that's going to blow your mind, but I'm going to tell
you
this one.
That's okay. No, don't spoil everything for me.
I won't. But this one I think you'll find interesting.
Okay, good.
Because... The philosophical bit when I always come back from the commercial break talking about something?
Oh, yeah.
So this time, if I can pull it off, if I can't, I can't. But I'm going to try to do this and edit it right. Have you always wanted me to say something about the Muppets during one of those bits?
Yes.
So this time I'm going to come back and say something like, but this whole concept really ultimately boils down to a perfectly normal, completely logically explainable scientific phenomena, at which point you hear do 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 do.
Yeah.
And then I start going into phenomena, which is then interrupted by a call from you. Here is why. Because throughout this whole time when I've been talking with Jared and Ariane, I've been playing I've been doing Muppet Family Christmas, saying, boy, I sure hope Steve's okay and will get to join us sometime soon.
Okay.
So we're doing that kind of thing, the way that Kermit worried about Piggy. At a certain point, I'll try to get Jared or Ariane to join me and also go, oh, gosh, I hope he's okay out in that blizzard.
Mm-hmm. Now, you haven't recorded with Jared and Ariane yet, have you?
I have not.
Okay, so.
Which makes this a little harder, but we can still do it.
Well, I think this will be, that may actually help things a little bit. We'll see.
In some ways it might, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I can plan what we do tomorrow. I mean, Jared and Ariane and myself, we can plan that out based on what we have recorded.
Exactly. Good.
And so once we've got that, there's just going to be a quick little call from you at that point, probably like pretending you're in the car. I can add sound effects and filters and what have you, saying something like, you're on your way trying to get home in the blizzard. Just pretend that there's this blizzard.
Right, no, I get
mean,
it,
it's
yeah.
the stupidest thing ever since the weather's been so warm lately, but at least where I am.
Yeah, it's warmed up here, too. It's kind of nice. So.
Yeah,
all right,
it's nice.
So I'm going to do a little call. Is that the extent of my bit, or am I coming in at the end? Or
you come in at the end.
Okay, all right.
Because we're going to keep going. Everything's, pretty standard then.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of the show, we'll do the online petition report and all that without you.
Okay.
Then I get to the end, and we're all disappointed that you were never able to join the call with us for the finale. And so I get to the pretty much the what seems like the very, very end and go, I'm J.D. Hansel, and I'm getting a call from Steve Swanson.
Yeah.
Well, Jared, Ariane, it's been fun, but I'm hanging up on you now to talk to Steve. Bye. And we transition over to this. And this is when we'll get to chat a little bit. I can bug you about how you missed the whole show.
Right,
but then we'll just get to do a quick overview of everything, talk a little bit about our thoughts on this, that, and the other thing. You know, just kind of a mix, sort of like what we did the week when Chris Harris was on.
Yeah, except this almost time, like, okay.
You know, this time we slow it down a bit and actually get to talk about it. Did you hear how Getting Felt Up did their review of the first episode of the TV show?
No. Okay. No, but that's
well,
okay.
They were just talking very genuinely, bringing up whatever moments they really liked, what they thought was their favorite. So mm-hmm. We didn't have to be structured. The one thing it would be fun to throw in there is if there was like a way we could just do a top five requests for new Scooter profanity.
Okay, like when he says Monday fun times and okay.
So yeah. All right. We would say something like oh, Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Right, okay.
It would be like just a top five countdown, and we could make up whatever silly word we wanted.
All right, yep, that makes sense.
So if we can do that quickly, then we'll try to do it. If not,
all right,
it doesn't matter.
Do you want me to record the phone call part first?
Sure, let's get that out of the way first.
Okay, so is that a conversation, or is that me just like leaving a voicemail?
I think it's actually funnier if we do it as a voicemail.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so here we go. JD, hey! Hi, it's Steve. I'm trying to get back to the show. It's... Okay, so I don't know if you can hear. There's kind of a blizzard out here that I'm driving through. I'm really hoping to get back home in time to join you for the show. So don't end it without me, okay? Because I am going to be there. I hope. So... I'll talk to you soon, buddy, but... And I'll just have, like, just cut it off there.
Beautiful.
Okay?
Beautiful. Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
My pleasure.
So that'll come in there, at which point we're going to transition to a song, and then transition to Phone a Friend, and then transition to Burned Howard Tubman.
Okay.
Which is all that the Burned Hamburger segment is going to be this time. It's just Howard Tubman.
Sure, sure. Okay, so are we ready to record?
Yes.
The rest. And
again, if it only takes 20 minutes, that's fine.
That's fine. No, I think we'll have some good material here.
Yep. Because I will have already said the closing remarks before you come on.
No, of course. Yeah.
So here's how I'm going to end this. As you may recall, I established at the beginning that I've got Charlie the agent there, who's kind of manipulating the show. So we get to the end, and you say, "Well, you know what, JD? This has been great, but, you know, we really haven't resolved this series, this wonderful podcast series, until you have resolved your relationship with Kim. So I'm going to let you go now, because I've told her to call you, and I think that you two can work something out and really restore balance to the Muppet universe." At which point you leave, I get a call from Kim that they don't have to hear because it's on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So like they don't have to hear her side. You just hear me talking on the phone.
All right.
And then
okay.
At a certain point in the phone call, very early on, after I've been saying all these romantic things, I say, you know, "I think I'm really ready to commit and King Tut and Jolly Green Giant." And then you just hear this thump as I crash to the floor and a little hello coming from the phone. And that's when Charlie reveals, "There's nothing like a cliffhanger," and in some ways, I don't know how, but he's going to, I'll figure out the exact words later, but he's going to reveal that he drugged me so that you don't get to hear the resolution between me and Kim until next season of Let's Talk Muppets.
Okay, that could work. All right, so let's go ahead then.
Okay. I guess I'm talking first.
You are. Yeah, you kind of have to start this bit.
Yes.
That grand gesture...
I'm actually making a very grand hand gesture right now. You just can't see it because it's a podcast.
Well, JD, I think that...
Wouldn't it be ironic if I ended up with a pig after who I found you with? But that's not the point.
What is the point, JD?
I'll obviously edit that down. I'm going to shorten that. I'm going to tighten that.
Oh, no, that's wonderful.
I couldn't leave the whole pause there. And you're laughing. I think it will, just because of something I'm going to establish earlier.
Okay, that's fine.
Make more sense.
Okay.
And again, I'm not revealing what that is.
That's okay. That's fine.
Well, it's the last one of this season.
What? No, it is the last one of the season. You're correct, yes. But I
believe in season two.
There's going to be a long time. Oh, wait. Say it again.
I believe in season two.
Okay, good. Thank you. I like when you play the piano part there. Okay. And scene.
I missed some of what you said, so hopefully it was good, because I had to take out my earbuds so I could actually fall on the floor.
It was pretty good.
Did it sound okay?
Oh, it was great. Yes.
Did it sound like I fell on the floor?
Yeah, it did. Yes.
Good, because I actually fell on the floor.
Okay, that's realism. That's method acting right there. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think that's going to be a good way to close out the show.
Oh, I think so.
Okay. All right. In that case, I'm sorry I took you so long, Steve. I didn't mean to have you this long.
Oh, no, believe me. This was all worth it.
I'm sure.
Hello?
Hello.
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 Hello, who can hear me and who cannot?
I can hear you.
Can you hear each other?
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, good.
Go team.
Yes.
All right.
One of my few successes today. Okay, are you familiar with the concept of spring break?
I am. I'm jealous because we don't have it here.
Okay, all right. Because you don't have it there, I didn't know if you were familiar with it, but yeah. Yeah. Okay, so how does schooling work over there, may I ask?
So, well, I mean, like, all like our year is different to yours. Our, like, what's the word? You guys have summer, which is your big break.
Yeah.
And ours is obviously during our summer, so we would finish school on, say, the 1st of December, and we wouldn't go back until maybe end of January, 1st of February. Hmm. So our school year starts at the start of the year, ends at the end of the year, whereas yours is a bit different.
Yeah,
yours is shifted a little bit.
Ours is kind of whackbirds, yeah.
It is. So then we don't have spring break. What we have is at the end of when you finish your last year of high school, we have something called schoolies, which is basically everyone who's graduating high school goes and has a giant party up on the Gold Coast, which is like this big resort town, and everyone just gets drunk and has sex for a week.
I'm sure that is exactly how the school system describes it.
Yes, that, well, no, well, the school's like, can you please just not mention the school while you're up there? It's like, yeah, fair enough. Okay.
Sorry, you guys cut out for a second there. I don't know what's, yeah, Skype is having problems on my end. Are you hearing me okay? And I've lost you. I'm back.
Welcome back.
Thank you. See, I want to be a professional podcaster, but I'm never in an environment that actually lets me.
Just go break into where they do the Nerdist podcast. You'll be fine.
I can't get all the way over there from over here.
They do it at Meltdown Comics or something, don't they?
Where? What?
In LA. They do it in a place called Meltdown Comics in LA. And when I was there a couple of months ago, Ryan and I went. And I saw the room they did the podcast in, and it's tiny.
Hmm.
But like looks out over the normal public, like anyone in there would know exactly who they're talking to. Like you wouldn't want the wrong person. Like I'm surprised they never have people banging on the window saying like, "Tom Hanks, I love you."
Oh yeah.
Huh.
But that'd probably just be me doing that.
I know. I am going to act like I'm so worried that Steve's not going to be able to join us. I'm gonna, you know, kind of do a Muppet Family Christmas kind of thing. And eventually, eventually it will get to the point that I'm pretending that he's stuck out there in a blizzard.
Oh, that's great.
And for a while, if I'm the only one who's worried about this, that's fine. But if one of you eventually wants to join in and be worried with me, feel free. As long as there is someone there to criticize me and call me an idiot by the end of the show for thinking he's in a blizzard.
And that's me.
Okay. All
right. That is my perfect role because remember, podcast Jared hates JD.
That's true. Okay. All right. Then, Ariane, by the end of the episode, you need to be really, really worried that Steve's not going to make it through the blizzard.
Okay.
What the hell is that?
What?
Are you typing?
It's Jakey frantically typing.
Yeah, you're frantically just bashing the keyboard.
I am.
You're in a very aggressive typer, JD.
Okay. Well, you want to know what part of it is? The way that you're hearing me is from the webcam, which is currently sitting on the desk itself, and the keyboard is on the desk.
Yeah.
So with every hit on the keyboard, it vibrates the microphone that you're hearing from and makes it sound like I am hitting the keyboard with lots of sledgehammers. Does that make sense?
Sure. Okay. But it doesn't even sound like you're typing anything. No one types that quickly.
The weird thing is I'm not typing quickly at all.
It's just angrily.
No, I've seen those people who are crazy fast typers and they really throw me off. I don't know how they do it. It's like they're superhuman.
Have you seen that gif of Kermit when he's typing on the typewriter? Just
That's exactly
what it sounds like.
Here's the thing. I have seen so many completely random people and random pages reappropriating that, but it was originally made by the Muppet Wiki.
Was it?
Yes, they made that and started that, and then it became quite a few different memes over the past few years, or the past year, I think it was.
Yeah, I've seen it a lot in different places.
Yeah. Keeps coming up. Largely from people using it as an example of what it's like when they're arguing with people online late at night. And variations on that theme. It's an interesting one. Anyway, I'll stop typing now and I'll wing it and hope for the best.
Thank you
for having patience with me. I'm so sorry, but my life has been completely discombobulated.
It's fine.
And I have so much to sort out. See, by next week, I'll be fine, but I don't have to record anything next week, so it's not worth it. But I might release a podcast in which I might share a little bit of the audio I got from the event at the University of Maryland with Karen Fox.
Oh, yeah. How'd you like that? Was it good?
It was awesome.
Good.
It was really great. She was nice. I had never actually met her before. I'd seen her in person a few times, of course, but I'd never actually gotten to meet her. So, yeah, she was nice. Gave an interesting presentation. One of the cool parts about it was that in her slideshow, for the background of one of the slides, she wanted to use the design of Ernie's sweater.
Yeah.
And so because she could, because of where she works, to get that slide or that image for the background for the slide, she just walked over to the workshop side of the Henson Company and grabbed Ernie's sweater and scanned it into the computer.
There you go.
Which... it's such a simple task, but I'm so jealous that she has the opportunity to just do that just because it's there.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's, it's painful. So jealous. But then after that was the screening of Youth 68, and that was really good. I had never actually seen it all the way through, and it's brilliant.
Oh, good.
I did not know what to expect from that one, but, Jim did a great job with it. It's really... I actually think it might be one of the best things he's ever done.
What was it?
Youth 68?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. I went looking for it on YouTube when I was... Because I reread the biography about 3 months ago, and I went looking for it on YouTube and couldn't find it.
Yeah, you can't find it. It's very rare.
Okay.
So be jealous that I got to see it, and that I can see it anytime. When I'm at the university.
You bastard.
Well, it's crazy because they actually have decent quality copies that only only people on the UMD campus can see of Muppet Family Christmas or John Denver and the Muppets of Christmas Together or the Muppets on 60 Minutes or, you know, all this stuff is just there.
That's pretty cool.
And I'm one of the only people who bothers to actually watch it there. but the number one video they said at this panel that everyone does watch if they go to the Henson Digital Collection is The Muppet Show Sex and Violence.
Oh, yeah.
That is and always has been the number one video. And you can tell why.
Yeah, I bet you they think it's going to be something completely different. And then when they actually watch it, they're kind of like, oh.
It's just such a great title.
It is a good title.
That's what it is. Yeah. Anyway, all right, I'm going to read it, and I'm going to get started, and then I'm going to wing it, and then we can move on.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
She was separate from all everybody else.
Sorry, one moment. Sorry. Sorry, everyone. Answer the f***ing phone, family. There we go. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Now, that was at least it perfectly ended when Aaron had finished talking.
There you go.
And just cut back in to me saying this bit right now.
No, it did not. That didn't go perfectly.
Oh, shut up.
I was listening. I'm a podcaster. I have to pay attention to those details. It didn't go perfectly. I'll find some way to edit it, but you're still going to look... It's still going to look like it's all your fault, Jared.
It was all my fault.
I'm not letting you get away with this. But I... Don't you guys think that Fozzie had a really good point? And we've gone back to reviewing the whole series. We don't have time to do that. Let's keep moving. I loved the bit with Fozzie. I thought that was very nice. I thought it was good to use him in this role with this kind of a function. It felt like a good Fozzie moment to me. And then, we get Kermit running away to hide behind the little plant thing, which was also really nice.
I love that he acknowledged the camera.
Yes.
I think that's the first time we saw that. Or like we haven't really seen that in other times in episodes, but then he actually acknowledged the camera and it was there. And when I always thought that we would see more of that during the first season, because when they were talking about the show, that's one of the elements that they really played up. And we didn't really see that until this last episode. So I hope with season two that they kind of do that a little bit more.
We saw some of it before.
Where were there other moments? I can't remember any.
Well, it wasn't quite as direct as this one, but there were things like, there was that running gag in that one episode that went something like, oh, you were talking to me? I thought you were doing one of those interviews.
Oh, yeah.
They've had some things like that throughout.
Yeah.
But this was one of the best ones, yes.
Mm-hmm.
This was good. And also, Miss Piggy and the Fan, which led to some great puppetry moments, as well as Yolanda flying through the air. I love Yolanda flying through the air and also getting ticked off after flying through the air. And then, you know, Uncle Deadly acting like he had no part in this at all and has no idea what the Fan was doing there. Lots of nice little touches here. Yes. Lots of nice little touches.
It was a really good sight gag.
Yes. Instead of a plus one. Let's see. Sorry, I'm trying to figure out how I want to word this. I did not get far enough in the story synopsis because
Steve.
Because here's he never had anything to do with the story synopsis. I shouldn't have to type this up myself. Kim should be doing this.
I miss Kim.
You frightened her away, JD. What do you expect?
It's come on, even off mic, you're doing this? Okay. or off the record. Whatever.
Probably not.
Shut up. Let me worry about what I want to worry about, okay?
You need to worry about Kim.
Poor Kim.
I'm sorry. I'm having issues getting the rest of the episode here because I'm trying to figure out where to go from here.
To Kim Saf?
Shut up. the worst thing that you want to do is leave people unsatisfied. Sort of like how I'm leaving everyone unsatisfied right now by going to a commercial break. Okay, we're on commercial break. And
did that point make any sense? Because I got myself confused about 10 seconds towards the end.
Yes, I think I get it. Like I disagree with you. It's like I didn't feel as I felt unsatisfied where you didn't get like a good story closure, but I felt unsatisfied in a good way because it made me really hopeful and be like, oh, they're gonna have to do a season two after this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you know. And I think that's why they did it.
Yeah.
But I just thought they hung all their hopes on that one scene.
Yeah. No, I see what you mean. I get it, though.
Okay.
Great stuff like this. And at that point, you're going to hear the clip of Steve laughing. This is off mic, so to speak, by the way. But there's a clip just making that clear. There's a clip that I always use whenever I get the chance from an interview I did with Steve when I had him as an interview guest on the podcast because I had hardly had him on before at that point. It was August of 2014, I guess. Wow, was it that long ago? Well, anyway, it was a while ago. And there was one point in the interview when he just lets out this big, huge, crazy laugh, this, and so whenever I get the chance, I throw that little clip in there as a running gag on the show. And he likes it. He finds it funny. But I find it really funny. Okay, all right. I thought you were referring to the sketch, and I didn't see how they were going to work that song again. No, but if we could see that sketch
again on primetime television, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, the Muppets might be able to pull off a lot of really weird things on primetime television. They ought to bring back the what are they called? The stalagmites?
I don't know who that is.
You remember there's that one sketch from the Alice Cooper episode?
Yeah, it was so weird. They kept talking. It's so creepy. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, my tooth hurts.
Yeah.
You know that sketch, Jared?
No, I haven't watched that episode in a while.
You gotta watch the Alice Cooper episode, man. It's a great episode.
I think it might actually be on my, I'm rewatching the Muppet Show. I think it's probably in the next 3 or 4 I have to watch.
For a segment that we're supposed to be talking about Howard Tubman, we're not really talking about him a lot.
Okay, in that case, we will end this segment and we will move on to favorites. And that's where we're going to edit in the sound effect of the Skype call ending. And well, we transition done. Over to my bit with Steve. We got it.
Good.
All right. I need to stop the recording to save what we have so far, and then we will probably want to end this conversation soon as well so we can get sleep and all that stuff.
I don't need sleep.
Well, I need to get sleep.